If you're a foodie, you probably got at least one cookbook for Christmas or the general holiday season. Not to encourage an ungrateful attitude, but if you went digging for the return slip and the wrapping, the California Report is here to help. We've dialed up Evan Kleiman, who hosts the show Good Food on KCRW in Santa Monica. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so happy to be with you, Rachel.
I thought we might do this Oscar style with categories, to start with the impossible for mere mortals to cook from category.
Yes, that was a very large category this year. But if we take it down to just California, there are actually two: Daniel Patterson's Qua and David Kinch's Manresa. They are pretty impossible for mere mortals to cook from. However, they are both wonderful reads. You get to see really inside the mind of a very skilled technical chef who also has some things to say about California. Both of them are really touched by the landscape and the people. And there are recipes here and there in each book that the home cook can embrace to sort of pull your cooking up a notch.
So speaking about the home cook, how about a book the rest of us can actually use?
Suzanne Goen's AOC book, which is a new one out this year, is fantastic. Her food on the plate tends to seem very, very simple until you put it in your mouth. And then you understand there is an underpinning of technique and layering of flavor that is quite skilled. And she shares all of that with you in the book. It's not dumbed down at all. There's also from David Tanis, who I like to think of as an honorary Californian, even though he's writing for the New York Times these days. His new book is One Good Dish, which is just a great, if you shop at the farmers markets, this is a great book for you. Also, Alice Waters has a new book out, The Art of Simple Food, too. So if you're an Alician, then you might want to add this to your collection. And of course, in honor of Judy Rogers, who recently died, her Zuni Cafe cookbook is really one that should be in every home cook's library. It's filled with technique, absolute breathtaking detail. If you follow her recipes, you will learn so much.
I just made her signature roast chicken, and it was amazing how easy it was and how fabulous it was.
Yeah, it's just very specific. She gets very specific. Do this, and this will happen. What could be better?
So what do you have for the serious baking category?
Well, I think the one that's at the top of my list is Chad Robertson's Tartine No. 3. This time he's focusing majorly on breads from Northern Europe. So he's using a lot of rye, barley. It's really a wonderful book because it takes his whole technique, which yields just some of the best bread ever, and moves it into a more interesting category for flavor. And he profiles some really great bakers from Scandinavian countries, from Germany. It's a really interesting book. I just got it. I can't wait to cook from it.
And, of course, we can't leave out the Know Your Food History category.
Well, that is definitely Joyce Goldstein's California Food Revolution. I mean, if you live here and you eat, you should know how this evolved. And her book is the fruit of many years of research. It takes us through how, quote, California cuisine began, who the characters were, and now how it's percolated through different lineages throughout the country.
And last but not least, in the chef autobiography category?
Well, that's a no-brainer. That has to be Roy Choi's L.A. Sun. It's an emotional, occasionally expletive-driven ride-along with the famed Kogi founder. He is so much more than a truck. He's a chef that's been quiet for so long, it's hard to understand how impossibly articulate he has turned out to be now. It's a wonderful read. Really, really wonderful read.
And it sounds like you've coined a phrase he could put on a t-shirt. Roy Choi, so much more than a truck. Evan Kleiman, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Evan Kleiman hosts the show Good Food on KCRW in Santa Monica. We've got a link to her blog, as well as links to all the books she just mentioned. You'll find everything at our website, californiareport.org.